Okay, peace and blessings, everyone, and welcome to the live show where we talk about the good and bad about life. Today, I have a special guest. He is helping to build the bridge between African Americans and Africa through cultural experiences. A big welcome to Prince Dines Amir. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so I know that there's more to you than what I've just described. Can you just please introduce yourself?
My name is Prince Dynast Befe Adewale Amir, born and raised Sacramento, California. I consider myself a displaced African in America, but my roots and home is in Nigeria and Sierra Leone.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. So I know Uhuru means, I think it's freedom. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's freedom in Swahili. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me more about Search for Uhuru and how did that come about?
Yeah, so the concept of Search for Uhuru came about from my first visit to Africa, Tanzania, to be specific, in 2011. I was greeted by the locals in Tanzania, and their language is Swahili. And so when I first was greeted by, the local Tanzanians or Tanzanians, they started to speak Swahili to me, and I had to tell them like I don't understand, because they thought I was from Tanzania and they thought I was returning home to the Tanzanian that had went to America and I was coming back home to visit. And I told them I didn't speak Swahili, and then they asked me where I was from, so they started guessing. So they first assumed I was from South Africa. I said no. Then they assumed I was from Ghana. I said no. Then they assumed I was Nigerian, which I am now, which my roots were from. I didn't know at the time. And I said no. And I said, where are you from? I said, I'm a Black American. Then they said, okay, which tribe are you from? And I had to tell them like I don't know. And then I had to explain, how during the slave trade we were pretty much disconnected from our identity, and everything was taken from us. So in that, I'm like, I want to go a little bit deeper and find out, discover my roots as far as where I come from and my tribe I come from, tribal background. And so that's where the In Search for Uhuru came about. That's how I was inspired by and search to create the platform In Search for Uhuru. So Uhuru means freedom in Swahili. So, this personal journey, me searching for my Uhuru on the continent of Africa, finding my roots, gave me this freedom. And so in that, I started to invite people on my journey of self-discovery, as far as putting my videos and everything on YouTube and on social media. So
Okay.
that's where it came from.
Awesome. So, Nigeria, how did you find out you had a Nigerian background?
Right. Well, the majority of Black Americans have a Nigerian background. So mine was via my king, my Oba of Oruro, Nigeria, Adeyemi Adeyanju. He helped me in finding out, discovering that my roots are from Oruro. And then also, too, DNA as well.
Okay, because that I thought you did the test,
Well, I said DNA as
the
well. Yes.
DNA. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So, have you found Uhuru? Have you been
I'm
able to
still. I'm
find
still.
it?
It's not over. The journey isn't over. It's definitely still an ongoing process. But I'm slowly, approaching and getting to Uhuru. So.
Okay. All right, so like as far as what's made you feel like you didn't have a sense of freedom? Is it from, I guess, being in the United States, growing up in the United States, and you kind of felt like somehow there was no freedom here, and that's why you went in search of it, or what?
Well, again, us being descendants of enslaved Africans or prisoners of war, however you want to say it, we were disconnected from our African identity. So my Uhuru was discovering who I my what my and who and what my African identity is.
Okay, so that's basically it. Not necessarily like freedom in the sense of you're being oppressed here, well, maybe.
I would say this, you know, as Black Americans, we're taught for the most part that Black people outside of America are suffering. So, you know, by God, why would you want to leave this place called America? Or, you know, why would you even want to consider living outside of America? So me traveling throughout Africa, you know, I came to the realization, like, why would I want to live in America where, you know, you deal with the racism, the prejudice, systematic racism? You know, Black people, we make up 13% of the country, but we make up, 40% of the prison population. Yeah. Redlining. I mean, just these atrocities that have happened to Black people here in America continue, the legacy of that continues to impact Black people in America. Why not consider relocating or living in Africa? You know, first time I went to Africa and I spent some time in Zanzibar, I was like, why in the world would someone leave paradise like Zanzibar, just to go live in America? You know, where, you know, number one. Number two, I mean, look at it from a health aspect, food aspect. In Africa, everything's fresh. The food is natural. And it's affordable. Here in America, you pay a tax on for just to eat healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs just to eat healthy. You're charged extra for that. It makes no sense. Versus on the continent where everything is fresh, organic. You know, everything's good for you. They're not poisoning the food like they do here in America. So why not consider Africa? You know, it's more affordable. You know, we often talk about how we're priced out of the real estate market. You know, we talk about gentrification here in America, how we're priced out of real estate and homes, and, you know, we're priced out of our neighborhoods. You know, you had a situation here in Atlanta not too long ago where, you know, you had the senior citizens or elderly people who had their homes for 30 plus years. And because the housing values went up, meaning the taxes went up, they weren't able to pay their taxes and they lost their homes. Like, I had to explain that to some of my African friends. They just couldn't get it. Like, if you own your home, you own your home.
Right.
But here in America, you truly don't own your home, because the minute you, you know, owe on taxes or miss paying your taxes, they can literally take your home and sell it at a court on the steps of a courthouse.
Wow.
For the highest bidder.
Yeah.
So it's just, again, it's, I think for people who want to start fresh, start anew, who want to build a legacy for their family, who want to leave something that their family or their children's children, as they say in the Bible, can inherit, you know, if you feel like you're priced out of here, you're priced out of America, consider Africa. So.
Yeah, well, that's a good message. I think, you know, before we leave this earth, we need to experience Africa, or just have a different experience outside of the United States to kind of see how people live elsewhere, right? So I think that's one thing that everyone should have on their bucket list, is to travel,
right,
and to experience something outside from just their neighborhood. So, and especially for African Americans in particular, I think that's extremely important.
Exactly.
So that's why I like the message that you bring, because you're able to show us, you know, the difference and the cultural experiences elsewhere. And actually, you know, I'm kind of excited by just, I remember I saw a video, I think you were in, I don't remember, it was on a beach. Sierra Leone, I think.
Yes, Sierra Leone. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And it was so beautiful. I was like, man, you know, I would just love to be there. So being able to see that, and, you know, the media kind of don't show us that side of Africa.
Right.
So your channel, and also there's a few other channels that kind of show us a different side. And hopefully, you know, instead of African Americans going to, say, Europe or something, you know, one of these countries, they should consider Africa. Do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know, we complain about the racism in America, and then many of us choose to travel to the countries that produced it, that produced the racists here in America, mm-hmm. that the racists in America immigrated from. So yeah, so traveling to Europe, I don't understand why you would choose, if you're of African descent, why would you prefer to travel? And then not only that, let me back up for a second. We then travel to Europe and then complain about the racism in Europe. And the question is like, what did you expect? So, yeah. You know, being of African descent, why would you not travel to Africa? Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I think that, like I said, that should be one of the countries. I mean, if you want to go to Europe or wherever, you can, you know, but you should also go to Africa. But I think the media put a negative light on Africa, and most African Americans are scared to go there.
Right.
But, you know, you see a lot of Europeans vacationing and having a good time in Africa. And, you know, why can't African Americans do the same?
Exactly.
Okay, so so if you don't mind me asking, do you currently live in Africa or do you live in the United States?
I'm back and forth. So I'm slowly transitioning to Africa. So I'm in Atlanta, and then Nigeria and Sierra Leone are going to be my two bases in on the continent. But okay. I plan on fully transitioning at least the majority of my time on the continent.
On the continent. So, and when will that transition be like? Do you have a timeline?
Hopefully between 2021 and 2022.
Oh, wow. So that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you ready?
Getting ready.
Yeah.
I'm getting everything established right now to speak, as far as, you know, properly forming my businesses and, you know, still establishing the contacts and, you know, doing all the footwork and the, you know, all the, I would say, the administrative work. So once I get there, you know, I'm properly licensed and, you know, have the proper paperwork so I can operate in good standing. So.
Yeah. So you say that you wouldn't be there like full time, but the majority of the time, correct?
Right. Well, I would love to. There's some other factors that I could speak on offline, but.
Okay, that's fine.
If I were to get certain things in place here in America, I would go full time.
Okay.
Full time, but again, it'll be the majority of the time. So.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Should so as far as you kind of answered the question, but. Should African Americans, do you think they should build in America, or should they consider moving to Africa and
build in Africa?
And why is that?
I mean, let's look at the numbers. I mean,
So
we integrated our ingenuity, our spirit, physically into America. Back in, what was it, 1967, 1968 was when the Civil Rights Act was passed, I believe. And we're still treated not only just as second class citizens, but now you can make it fourth and fifth class citizens, depending where you're at. We haven't, you know, if you listen to Dr. Claude Anderson, I mean, we still own, in fact, if you listen to Dr. Claude Anderson, we own less now than we did right after slavery.
Amazing, yeah. It's going backwards.
Yeah. There's a study that was done saying that by the year 2053, the net worth of Black America is gonna be at zero.
Zero, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be set back to zero.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know, what's the definition of insanity? I mean, that's where we're at now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, people are like, you know, let's do this, let's protest this, let's sit this out, let's do that. You know, and
it's not working.
Everybody wants to, I guess, avoid the uncomfortable conversation. That's like, it's about probably time to separate. are considered options outside of America. Like, everybody wants to dance around the solution. You know, it's like, hey, if you want to truly build wealth, you know, you can get a fresh start or fresh lease on life in Africa.
I think that's the thing. It's, you know, you have like, say, Hispanics, Mexicans, Asians, Arabs, you have all these people that are, you know, maybe coming to America or moving right. elsewhere for a better life. But African Americans in particular, I think it's been afraid, you think, to make that change?
Well, that, and then also too, like I said, we're just trained, you know, we're brainwashed to believe that there's no, America is the end all be all, and there's no opportunities. Are you, I mean, basically, if you leave America, you will suffer. That's the mindset of the majority of Black people.
But I mean, you're suffering here too, so.
Yeah, but you'll suffer worse.
Worse. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's something to consider, because most people, you know, you have people going elsewhere for a better lifestyle, a better maybe education, wealth, in search of religious freedom, whatever it is. But I think one thing also is with African Americans is not maybe having the finance to relocate, you know, and that's the scary part of it, is not having the money to travel. You know, but I've always like heard of stories where people are just coming with just the clothes, you know, whatever they have on, and they just make it happen. So I'm not sure what it is exactly that African Americans need to do to kind of just, you know, take a chance. And most of the people that I've talked to that have traveled elsewhere, they one thing they always say is they feel a sense of peace and freedom. So I think that's something that's very important in life, you know, having that peace, being able to walk the streets or, you know, go anywhere and not have to worry about anything as far as, you know, being pulled over by the police or be just experience the constant racism that you would have to deal with. So what do you think?
No, they're right. I mean, I've never been worried about my safety walking around in Africa at night. Never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never. I was concerned about that at all.
Yeah. But, you know, also people would probably say that Africans are, you know, we've seen them risking their lives to get out of Africa.
Right.
And I think they would love to trade places with you to come here. So. Right. It's kind of hard to say, why are they leaving and why should Africans go? You know what I mean? It's like they're trying to leave and get out of there. They don't see a future in Africa.
Right. Well, what's not told is the story that's not told is, yeah, they'll tell the story of the successful immigrant who has come to America.
Right.
You know, in bootstrap, came with nothing, came with just a shirt on the back and became successful. But they don't share the number of stories of immigrants who regret coming to America and who are now trapped in the rat race, who come here because the expectations from their families, like, look, you come to America, you send us money back home. You know, so now they're like, they feel obligated to take care of their family members back home. So they don't share those stories as well. So, and then also too, the way America's presented, you know, on the media is the minute you show up, and we have to think about it. I've never, walking the streets in Africa, I've never seen loose change on the ground. You never see like just a dollar laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Here in America, you'll find, you know, you'll walk in a parking lot, you'll find a quarter or a dime, or sometimes you'll luck up and find a $5 bill or sometimes a $100 bill on the ground. And so my African friends, they hear that. So they're like, literally there's money on the ground when you arrive to America. Like, there's money in the streets, literally, when you arrive to America. So it's just the propaganda machine of America is the reason why a lot of people risk their lives to come to America or to go to Europe. But then they don't tell the stories of the ones who regret it and the ones who don't come back because they don't want to be viewed as a failure by their families.
Right.
You know, because the reason why a lot of them get support to go is so when they get to Europe or get to America, they can start sending money back home to provide for their families.
Right. I see that because, yeah, that's a good point because, you know, the failure part, that's a big issue, not wanting to seem, you know, to let your family down, you know, because I guess they've invested so much money in sending you here, if that's the case. And then, you know, not being able to make it, that would be a disappointment. That would be a disappointment. Yeah. So do Africans, what do they think about like African Americans here?
They love us. I mean, they want us to come back and help build. I mean, they respect us. I haven't had any issues. So, good. I mean, I think this, you know, this propaganda that's being pushed that Africans don't like us. I don't believe it. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I know there's a word that they use. I don't know how true it is, which is like Akata, which is I know it's. Is there any truth to that, or is it faithless?
I mean, it's not. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, because I don't.
It's over exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think where it came from, you know, you have to be careful where that came from. So it just could be, a distraction. So what is life like in Africa, different parts of Africa you've traveled to?
It's easygoing. It's not as stressful as here in America. Mm-hmm. There are some infrastructure issues, but, you know, my thing is if you're going to complain, offer a solution. Mm-hmm. So if you're not happy with the roads or, you know, the power grid, the electricity, then, you know, bring a solution to fix it. Mm-hmm. There's opportunity in that.
Yeah.
But you could just live if you're into a holistic lifestyle, it's better suited in Africa than it is here in America.
Yeah.
You know, to pretty much sum it up.
So, but the infrastructure, that's troubling because the roads mm-hmm. are not paved, and you do have a lot of outages, power outages, which mm-hmm. is, you know, if you're not used to that lifestyle, it's kind of frustrating.
Right, but it's changing. I mean, it's changing. Like every time I go back, there's a new paved road. So it's improving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some spots where, you know, I'm in Nigeria, the roads are terrible, but then I'll go back a couple months later and it's been fixed. So the thing is the infrastructure in Africa is improving. Every time I go back, I see improvement, which is important. So if I didn't see improvement, then I'll be worried.
Okay, well, that's good to know that there's some type of improvement every time because, I mean, it's taking a long time. It's going at a slow pace, but at least there is some improvement, yeah.
Right.
So there's like, I think 52 to 54 countries in
54.
Africa. 54, I believe, okay, yeah. Okay, so, how many have you gone to? How many have you visited?
I think like 16 or 17.
Wow. Can you name them? Too many.
Yeah.
Too many. That's fine. And which one do you think is the best so far that you've visited?
I love Nigeria and Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone. I like it. I think I'm going to visit there one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. So, and I know that you do you have a business where you connect people, I believe, to different parts of Africa. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So we do cultural experiences and excursions to Africa, specifically Nigeria, and are going to open up to Sierra Leone next year as well. So April, we plan on doing a tour. Going to take 10 mm-hmm. people to Sierra Leone. And in August and November next year, we'll do Nigeria. In December, we'll do Sierra Leone again. So I had four tours lined up this year, but the thing is with COVID, those plans got put on hold. So
COVID. COVID, huh? Okay, so any plans for like different parts? You said just you're just dealing with two right now. Do you actually go ahead?
Yeah, so I plan on doing more of kind of like virtual tours or tours via webinar where somebody will be in the country and then you can pay and, you know, someone can be your live tour guide throughout the country. So I plan on doing that. I'll probably start with Senegal to start off with.
Yeah.
So I plan on doing that.
Okay. With your tours, is it like a group tour? Are you with the people, or is it where you organize everything and then you have someone meet them at
the location? I'm with, so the tours, the four tours I just mentioned, I'm going to be there as well.
Oh, you're going to be there. Okay. Yeah. And you kind of guide people as to where to go, or how does that work once you're there?
No, I take people. I bring them. Like, I'm going to be there. I'm with them the whole time.
Yeah. So you're like the guide once you're there. Like,
mm-hmm. I put it together. I'm a host.
Okay. So you're very familiar with the places. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. I know you mentioned also that the lifestyle, as far as the holistic lifestyle out there. But mm-hmm. also I've seen like a lot of videos where they talk about like Africans are not eating the fresh fruits and vegetables.
That's few in between. That's propaganda.
Okay. Yeah.
Africans don't go hungry.
Yeah.
If you don't have access to food, your neighbor will let you come eat. That's.
Yeah. So there's not, is there like a lot of junk food that is consumed there
Have access to in America, you can have access to in Africa. So if you want junk food, then you can have junk food in Africa. That's what you want.
Yeah. It's mainly all organic stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if I have any more questions. I know you also have, I forgot to do the introduction where, and you also, you didn't mention, I see your book that you have.
Yes.
You're an author, you're an entrepreneur, you have a clothing line, I believe.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Right. So if you guys go to dynastymir.com, the site lays out everything. But I'm an author. I've written several books, children's books and a sales book. I have my clothing line, Ile Amir. Also, we do the tours when it was starting up the real estate business as well. So go to dynastymir.com and you'll see everything there.
Okay, awesome. So I guess those were all the questions I have for you today. Before we end, I know you said to go to the website. Is uh-huh. there, where else can we find you on social media?
If you go to dynastymir.com, that will pretty much, it has everything right there as far as social media, businesses, I mean, everything at dynastymir.com. And then on YouTube, search for Uhuru, all one phrase, search for Uhuru. Who spelled Uhuru, but it's all one phrase, search for Uhuru on YouTube as well. But dynastymir.com will pretty much forward you to, as far as social media, websites, my businesses that I have all okay. located on dynastymir.com.
Okay, thank you. And what are some advice, I guess you have for African-Americans that are looking to visit, or maybe even move? Like, give me five, maybe tips.
I would say pick a country and go. Stop stalling. Pick a country and go.
Yeah.
I think that's tip number one. That's like the main tip. Like, just go. Stop stalling. Stop overcomplicating it and just pick a country and go.
It's scary, though. It's kind of scary to just go. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I know. It's just kind of scary to just go without knowing what to expect. So, but I guess put some type of research behind it, right? And get in contact with people like yourself.
Right.
And I would also give that advice in the sense that just take a chance.
Yeah, just go. Pick a country and go. Just get over it.
Yeah. And everything should be fine. Anyway, so I want to thank you again for coming
Thank
on the
you.
show. Yeah, nice to see you virtually. And so everyone, thank you. Please go and support Prince Dain Samir on his social media site. And thanks again for coming.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No
Bye.
problem. All right. Bye-bye.